Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get
That's our theme song, ladies and gentlemen. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you still got to try. I know that's what you do, small business owners. That's the reason I'm so proud of you. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section, by the way. That's a 35-year-old song, but he didn't realize it that they were making our anthem, did he, when they did that song. Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff is a 18-year member of our Brain Trust, the chief home officer, put a .com on the end of that, and also gotwords.com. You'll find all the things he does and all the things that he does to help his clients. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here.
Always a pleasure.
So I know you've got a story to tell about this, and I'm gonna set you up by saying that I've been doing business with Verizon for a long time, and we generally like them. They generally do a good job for us. I put it this way. All the telecom companies are among the worst companies in the planet.
Nice preface.
Yeah. I mean, I say that.
I agree.
They just make you crazy,
right?
Basically. And AT&T is the worst. And I know you're going to talk about that in a minute. But Verizon, we went in there to get our to load up on that what they were advertising as unlimited data,
plan.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not quite exactly like that. It's not completely unlimited data. There are some caveats. But while we were there, if you'll keep negotiating, if you've got a business account with them and you keep negotiating with them, you can get all kinds of deductions and cuts and lower rates. I mean, there it's like the Wild Wild West over there.
Yep. Yep.
So
you're walking through a bazaar in, you know,
right.
a thousand years ago at the crossroads of civilization, and you go and you got to haggle. It's like a line from Monty Python, The Life of Brian. You
got
to haggle.
Right. Well, we got six or eight lines here that we use with our company, with our people and the laptops and, you know, et cetera, the hotspots and all that. So we write a little bit of a check, but I'm telling you, every time we go in there, and we have no way of knowing, there's no logic to it.
Right.
It's not so much per pound. You have 20 pounds. Here's your bill.
Right.
Go ahead. You've got to talk.
Well, you know what? I'm with that other company you mentioned, and I've been with them for many years with AT&T. And caveat, you know, if you get the right person, this is what's bothersome. I'm generally happy with the service. Look, the product is the product. Okay, and that's what some of the other carriers are now saying, especially when you're talking about wireless. You know, they're all saying, okay, we cover 99% of the region they cover. So, I mean, you know, now you're at the point where the product is the product. The service is the service, not customer service, but the product
right.
and the service it delivers is all the same. Now it's about cost, okay, and what they're willing to give you. And so, you know, there has been such competition in the mobile market, in the wireless market, that they're announcing, as you say, new plans, but you have to ask the right person. So, for example, today, I read online earlier this week that today, AT&T is announcing a new mobile plan. And so I put in my calendar. Now, I could have done this that day, but I put in my calendar to give them a call today and go in and renegotiate because
right.
we have a bunch of lines. I have, you know, in-home, you know, my business internet.
Right.
I have, you know, a bunch of wireless phones. We have a landline for the business as well. You know, all sorts of things that you can negotiate, but you have to know too, and you have to go in realizing that they might talk customer service, but they're not in it to make it cheap for you. They're in it
yep.
to keep you hooked
yep.
and help you maybe if you ask, and depending on who you get. But you got to be aggressive.
You got to get up on your hind legs and say, I don't want to pay that much.
Right.
Say that
exactly.
to them, folks. I don't want to pay that much.
Right.
And if they start billing you, if you, there was one thing, what did we have? We had a charge for data that we shouldn't have been charged, but they were going to charge us. Well, before my folks, one of my people was there putting this thing together. Before they left, they got them to take that off.
Right. Right. You have to know, and that's when you're going to negotiate this stuff, open your bill. And the other thing is, you know, back up for a second, read your bill every month, because as much as they want to say they're your partners, they are still
right.
cramming.
Right.
Cramming is shoving things onto your
mm-hmm.
bill that you don't want. I
Watch
have an insurance
it.
Plan on one of my phones. I don't take insurance on my phone. I take my chances.
Right.
I've been paying an insurance.
But they will, he's right, the cramming thing will happen.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, but open your bill before you go in and before you pick up the phone and have this conversation. And know what you're paying for, know how much you're paying for, know what the services are that you have, and tell them what you need, what you don't need, what you would get rid of, and what you're willing to pay.
And
if it really means that much, if you really think you're overpaying, be willing to leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Be willing to leave.
Because in the old days, you couldn't move your phone number.
Well, when porting
they kinda
happened,
had you.
When portability happened,
yep, yep.
and you could take and you own your number. That just changed
everything.
Of the game.
But the other thing is, if you've got one line, one phone, you probably don't have a lot of leverage.
Right.
But if you establish a business account, you've got a couple of phones, maybe a landline, maybe an internet connection, whatever. That's the reason why I encourage people to try to put as whatever they've got, put it with one company.
Right.
Because you get
then you get leverage.
You can get leverage that way. Absolutely.
They love
we
it.
Do
it's
it.
Called
we
bundling.
Do
they
do
love
it.
When you bundle. They love, you know, in the homesteading, you know, with if you have DirecTV,
yep.
which is now
yep.
part of AT&T, and you
yep.
have your internet with them, and you have your wireless, and even if you have landlines,
yep.
or not landlines, but say internet phones at home, all the more you have, the more they're willing to negotiate.
That's
because
exactly
they have
right.
that hook deep.
Yep.
You
hey,
know,
Jeff,
so.
Good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Those are his websites. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.